Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cuperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
A group of farm organizations yesterday sent a letter to officials at the Dannon Corporation saying the company's pledge to be more sustainable is actually anything but. Back early this spring, Dannon announced a pledge to use fewer genetically modified ingredients, a goal that includes, they say, feed given to milk-producing cows. The Dannon pledge also vowed to label GMOs in its products by December of 2017. A half a dozen agricultural groups representing producers say this is not a sustainable goal at all. In a letter to Dannon Company President and CEO Mariano Lozano, the group say that this pledge would force farmers to abandon safe and scientifically backed farming practices. Chris Galen is with the National Milk Producers Federation. He says concerns about the impacts of GMO feed in the dairy supply are totally unfounded.
There's no such thing as genetically modified milk just because a cow may consume corn or soybeans. That actually has been very clear in the science, and the recent legislation signed into law by the president also clarifies that you don't have biotech milk just because you have GMO grains that go into the cattle.
And he adds that pledges like Dannon's are misleading to consumers.
And so it's time that those of us in agriculture who believe in sustainability, who believe in using natural resources, call out those companies that are trying to convince consumers and really deceive consumers into believing that you can eliminate GMOs and produce a more sustainable food product.
In addition to the milk producers, the American Farm Bureau, American Soybean Association, American Sugar Beet Growers Association, National Corn Growers, and U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance signing off on that letter to Dannon. Crop progress numbers as released yesterday afternoon by Uncle Sam. We've got 46% of the U.S. corn crop now harvested versus the five-year average of 49%. We're 8 points behind a year ago. Soybean harvest, 62% now harvested versus 63% five-year average, 11 points behind a year ago. 30% of the U.S. cotton crop now harvested. That's a little bit ahead of the five-year average. 22% of the Texas crop harvested, 15% of the Oklahoma crop harvested. Grain sorghum, 57% now harvested nationally versus the 49% five-year average. Texas, 73% now done. Oklahoma, 54% harvested, up 4 points ahead of the five-year average. Kansas, 43% harvested. That's 13 points ahead of the five-year average. Wheat planting, 72% now done nationally, pretty well on track with the five-year average. 65% of the Texas crop now planted. Oklahoma, 78% planted, and 73% of the Kansas crop now in the ground, according to USDA. About 47% of the U.S. wheat crop now emerged, according to USDA. You've got farm news. I'm Ron.
Neighbor, you are invited to Chris Black's annual Cream of the Crop Fall Sale coming up at the ranch, Crawford, Oklahoma, on Monday, October 24th at 1 p.m. They'll be offering 120 bulls and 70 spring calving heifers. For details on the complete offering, you can go to the website blackherfordranch.com. See the catalog and additional sale information. You can call Chris Black for more information at 580-309-0711. Chris Black's Cream of the Crop sale, Monday, October 24th.
At your farm news, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.